SUNY ESF in Syracuse has figured out a way to grow an American chestnut tree that won't die from a blight that's virtually decimated the species over the last 100 years. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it all comes down to genes.
American chestnut trees are an iconic species in American culture. Wildlife has relied on them, streets have been named after them, and you can't avoid mention of them in music during the holiday season. But when a pathogen started attacking the trees a century ago, an estimated 3 to 5 billion of them died. The State University of New York School of Environmental Science and Forestry has been looking for a way to bring those trees back for a quarter of a century now. And Professor William Powell says they've hit on an answer using genes that protect the trees from the deadly blight.
It's a gene actually from red wheat, so people eat it all the time. And it encodes an enzyme that detoxifies an acid that's made by the fungus that attacked the tree.
Powell says they've successfully planted some of the fungus-resistant trees, and they're doing quite well. He says the idea is to ultimately reintroduce them into the ecosystem, but it will take a while to do that because they're using genetic engineering. So they have to go through a 5-year government approval process.
Instead of just waiting until the end of that process to get the trees out, we're actually going to start producing trees and planting them on our research sites so that hopefully by the end of this review process, we'll have at least 10,000 trees that we can then distribute to the public and to our restoration programs.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.